Episode 1854, How to Become Indistractable.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? You actually made it to the end of the week. Oh my goodness. I know for me, it's been a really, really long week. We actually had snow on the ground last night. I mean, it was a slight accumulation. Down here in the South, that was a big deal. Well, today it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. I can't be upset about snow, but I can be upset when it comes to distractions. So how do you become indistractable? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, distractions jail our concentration. Instead of being overwhelmed and letting the day get hijacked, learn how to become indistractable. When was the last time your child was distracted? Oh, I can think of like just minutes ago they were distracted. When was the last time you were distracted? Between 24/7, 365 news interruptions, you know, breaking news. You've got children clamoring for your every minute. Your spouse asking for your attention. Come on, honey, just come and sit down here for a minute. Oh, well, what are we having for dinner, right? All of those lovely things that they want you to be a part of or want you to do something for them. Social media notifications. Bing, ding, 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 ding. We are all walking distracted zombies. You don't know if you're coming or going. And that goes for our kiddos too. And you wonder why we can't focus. We have so much on our to-do list. We don't get half of it done because we're doing everybody else's to-do list. Wouldn't that be nice if we would just switch everybody else's to-do list? We might actually get more done in a day. What a concept. Okay, I don't like that idea because that means I have to do somebody else's laundry, somebody else's dishes. And you know what? I don't even like doing my own. Okay, so we'll just scratch that. I mean, come on, it's confession day. We gotta fess up to everything. Sometimes we are just skating through our day. We lose focus and let everyone else rob us of the day and what we're supposed to be living out. And unfortunately, guess what? Our children are following our lead. They watch. It doesn't matter what the ages are. My daughter will call me. They're up north. And they have a lot more snow than we did. We literally just got a dusting. Now, down here in the South, they're like, dusting, we got to go clear out all the shelves because we got to buy our milk and our bread because we won't be able to do anything for like 3 days. Okay, it's not that bad down here. Take a big, deep breath. My daughter calls me and she kind of giggles. Mom, you know that's not a lot of snow. I said, for down here, for us, since we moved here, it's our first time actually having an accumulation, a little bit of snow on the ground. Truly, it's a dusting. And I'll probably all be melted by the time the children are off to school this morning. But that's okay. Not a big deal, right? We just keep plugging through. But it's all about perspective. You know, my daughter calls me and she's like, you know, hey, can we talk? And I'm like, I was really in the middle of something. Now, I'm thinking that in my head. I don't tell her that because I want to talk to her. And so there, my whole whatever I was working on is now put off to the side while I chat with my daughter because I got to work on her schedule a little bit. Sometimes you just have to talk to your children when they call you. And then you're at home and the kids are doing their homework and they're like, Mom, I have a question. You're like, oh, I have so many things I need to get done. We live in a distracted world. It's our new normal. And when we're so distracted, though, we put on top and pile on more and more of busyness. So now we're distracted, running around with our head chopped off. We look really strange. I mean, if you're one who believes in aliens, they're looking down going, you guys have got it all wrong. We can't let our days get away from us. Our days are numbered and they're precious. Life is precious. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Your child was created on purpose for a purpose. I know we don't sit down and think about that very often because we're too busy. And I get that. But I want you to think outside the box. I want you to think bigger than the four walls. I want you to see a heavenly perspective, what God sees. You know, it takes an intentional movement within our own self to be able to say, you know what, this is what I want in life. And yes, we have responsibilities. We have commitments that we have to fulfill. But then we have a lot of choices to make. And those choices can lead us in the direction that we want for our life, or we can allow what our life is leading us, and that is living in a world of distractions. It's time to take responsibility and stop using technology and our busyness as excuses to blame something or someone. I get it. I do it all the time. Oh, man, just got on Facebook. 35 minutes later, you're like, seriously? You know what I could have done in 35 minutes? My laundry, my dishes, cleaning out my linen closet. Oh, wait, put my Christmas trees away. Yeah, I know. You're probably shaking my head and laughing, but I'm serious. I still have the Christmas trees up. I wanted them down, but I usually leave them up at least until the Super Bowl. That's been just kind of my norm in life. It works with our schedule, and I love the lights. It's like an automatic celebration. However, I've been a little slower, partly because of my schedule. So hopefully, maybe this weekend, I will get a jump on it. We'll see. No promises. So instead of giving everything around you permission to rob you of the day, let's slow down the distractions and gain some traction. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Gain some traction in your distractions. You're never going to be able to get away from distractions. Sometimes when I record the podcast episodes, I find myself a little distracted. My mind wanders off and I'm thinking, oh, wait, I could have said this two sentences before, yet I'm saying another paragraph later. And I just have notes written. I don't have exactly what I'm going to say written out completely. And that's a good and bad thing. It's good because, hey, you get me real and raw. And that's what I think you love, or one of the reasons why you love it, because I tell you like it is. Not that you have to agree with me. And I'm not here necessarily to say that you have to believe and do everything that I say. I'm opening up a door, giving you a different perspective. Then you get to make the decisions, which is pretty awesome. I love that. And so the way I structure when I write my podcast episodes is more of an outline. I have some key sentences written down. But I can be talking to you and be thinking, oh my gosh, I should have said this up there. Well, maybe I can tag it into here. And then I get off on another tangent. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to make sense if I go there. And next thing you know, it's time to say goodbye. And it's the end of the episode. Distractions are a part of life. You may not even have children at home anymore. Whether you're an empty nester, maybe you've never had children. Maybe you just have little dogs running around or cats. We've got three kitties in this house and then a bulldog. The bulldog counts for like four or five dogs. He's just all over the place. He's a bunch of love. But anyway, that's for another episode. There's always distractions. You're going to have laundry to do. You're going to have bills to pay. Whether you pay them online or you do the snail mail, regardless, it takes time, energy, effort. If you actually sit down with your spouse and have a conversation, when was the last time you weren't distracted in a conversation with your spouse? Oh, for us, it happens all the time. We can be laying in bed. I can be having my entire day done, dinner, and it's like, oh, I get an evening just with my hubby after the kids go to bed. Oh no, someone or two will come floating in going, oh, mom, do you have this? Oh, by the way, I need this. And I'm like, seriously, why did you not ask me for that at 3 o'clock this afternoon or this morning so I could have prepared appropriately for it? Oh no, right? distractions are going to be a part of life. So let's gain some traction in your distractions. Now, one thing you want to think about, instead of pressuring your child and yourself into living that perfect life, because we get wrapped up in that, don't we? You want to work within the boundaries that fit your family values. That's just kind of an overall theme. Figure out some boundaries that fit your family values and then create consistency throughout. You have to be diligent and keep the consistency. If you do, I can honestly tell you that your child will be more likely to stay on that path and not get as distracted to go do something else or quote unquote change their ways. Now, yes, they might be tempted. Temptations, yes, can lure you away. However, you've got to be consistent. And if you start at a young age from birth on, I promise you, you will see a difference. Now, let me also say this, because some of you might be saying, well, I was consistent, but I've got a child who just really pushes the envelope. I get that. And you may have an adult child that does that. You may have a teen that does that. Sometimes they go through stages. With each stage that they go through, it's important to recognize where they are. And sometimes you don't necessarily adjust the boundaries to them, but you adjust how you are responding to them. That's a big difference. Sometimes we have to listen more than we talk. Other times we need to talk all the time, right? And you know me, I love talking. So you have to kind of tweak things. There's not a, you start this way and you're going to end this way. Oh, if it was that easy, man, parenting would be a piece of cake. But literally every day can be different. So don't become flustered and don't have in your mind that, oh, I've got to have this perfect life. No, work in that flexibility. If you didn't listen to the episode 1852, which talked about the key to keeping your balance, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that, because that is something you can apply even here. You want to create harmony. You want to be able to respond. So let's break it down. What does it look like to gain some traction in your distractions? Number one, master your internal thought patterns. Now remember, all of this can be taught to your children, but you're going to have to show them and use language that they understand at the age that they're at. Okay, it's really important. So master your internal thought patterns. Be the master of your thoughts. You know, hold them what? Captive. If you don't like what you're thinking, then you need to have something that says, oh, I can't go down that. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Nope, we're not going there. I'm going to, and what do you do? What is the trade-off? If you know the temptation is there, create a way to draw you away from those patterns. The trigger shows up. What can you do to divert from it? Now, some of you are going, oh man, Christiane, I got to really work on this. I know it's hard. It's not an easy thing. And that's why I'm excited about the AIM Academy. That's just a few corners away from us. Yes, because a launch is going to happen. You want to stay tuned here on the podcast and also in the newsletter. We're revamping the newsletter. I'm not exactly sure. I've got like three different ideas and I haven't pinpointed really what I want to go with. And we may experiment with it. But you're going to want to be in on the launch when it first comes out. It's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait for all of us to come together. So keep that in mind, because it's stuff like this that we can work together specific to your situation. So master your internal thought patterns. And you can teach your child to do the same thing. My children have lots of questions for me all the time, and I love it. Sometimes they're very deep questions and they challenge me. And that's something that as a parent, some would be like, oh, I really don't like those challenging questions. I welcome them because it gets me thinking. And I also know that I don't have to have all the answers. I think sometimes as parents, we think we need to have all the answers. If I don't know something, I'm going to tell them, I don't know, but let's work this out together. Let's figure out a solution together or whatever we're working on. So when I have a question come up, let's see, a good example would be my son, who would ask me and say, you know, Mom, I've got this test and I'm really anxious about it. And every single time I think about it, I get this lump in my stomach and I begin to feel sick. And so then what happens is I begin thinking that I don't know the information and I begin doubting, yet I've studied and prepared. What do I do in that situation? So that's a real, I mean, that's something you really deal with. That's the real world out there. So in that instance, it's helping him understand, okay, when you know this thought, this question mark in your head is coming up, meaning you're beginning to think that, oh, this test is getting to me. Whoa, right there. That's the stopping point. You don't wait till you get the lump in your tummy and then you're getting yourself all anxious and then you're doubting what you know. You've got to stop it before you even get that far. And so they begin to train themselves. And together you all can come up with a plan. Now in that situation, there could be a lot of different things. Maybe it's I need to go and I have a particular phrase I say, whatever that phrase is, and you say it in your mind. For some, they need a physical response. And so maybe it's a rubber band that says you are intelligent and you have a phrase that goes with this and you pop yourself and you make it a positive pop, not a negative one. Sometimes our negative ones, if you ever heard of that rubber band where you pop it on your wrist, same type of an idea. But do what works for your child. Be creative. This is where you got to think outside the box. Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy. And it may take you two or three different ways to figure out what really clicks. And it's an experimentation. But isn't parenting an experimentation anyway? It is. I mean, I know with each of our children, they are all totally different. And I am so blessed by that, but then I am so challenged by that as a mom. And so it's taking that one step. So master your internal thought patterns. Number two, schedule the named distraction. When you schedule a time for social media, then you're less likely to sit there and go, oh, I'm going to just check my Facebook. And then next thing you know, it's 2.5 hours later. Seriously? And you wonder why you don't get the laundry done and the dishes done and dinner's not on time. And you wonder why the kids are screaming. You're like, but I just sat down for a few minutes. But those few minutes go by very, very fast. So schedule the named distraction, whatever that is. If you're one who loves to get on Netflix and you have a favorite show you watch, if it's an on-demand thing, you can watch it anytime, then actually schedule it. So it's not a distraction anymore. It's I get to enjoy this at this time. So you look forward to it. And it doesn't become a part of your life that's, if I could squeeze it in here, or I'm trying to do it and multitask, or I'm cooking dinner and watching that and we're doing homework. That gets crazy. You wonder why you feel so disconnected and you feel like you're juggling. You're not a juggler. God did not create you to be a juggler. He created you to be what? Flexible and be able to respond appropriately. But you don't have to have 40 balls in the air waiting for them all to fall down on you. So schedule the named distraction. This is great for your child. If they are ones who, you know, social media, they want to do this. I'm lucky. I really am lucky. My children don't have a huge desire in social media, and I'm grateful for that. They have a few things out there. Our oldest is probably the most on social media, but the rest of them, not so much at all. And that's awesome. And when they are on social media, they have been taught from the very beginning, because we created that consistency. And they weren't allowed just to go on Facebook. You know, when they were little ones, we didn't allow them to have a Facebook page. And actually thinking now, I think only two of our children of the five have a Facebook page. And to me, I'm like, that's awesome. You don't need to be on Facebook if you don't want to be on Facebook. There's other ways to communicate with your friends. Some do Snapchat. Sometimes they only do Snapchat like first thing in the morning or before dinner. And the next thing, they don't do it. They don't mess with it anymore. I love that. Or they use it more for the weekend. Because also, you've got to understand, they are picking and choosing their friends. And so their friends also are respectful of the boundaries that they've set. So it's a good trade-off. And it's great if you know your family of your child's friends, that is awesome because then you can work together. Now, they don't have to know this, so don't let them listen to this episode, but you can work together as families coming together saying, how can we help our children? That's powerful. Now, you don't want to be this overbearing helicopter crazy because they've got to grow up. But it's good to set boundaries together, what, to keep them safe, to protect them, but allow them to stretch their wings just enough, but also what, to rein them in when they need to. So schedule the name distraction. And finally, number three, and this is probably my favorite one besides master your internal thought patterns, is create a family pact. This is a promise to each other. You know, some families have the pinky promise. Some of them have kind of this hand clap, whatever it is. Maybe it's a mission statement that you all have as a family. Create a family pack. Promise each other that this is what you're going to do. You can create it with your child, with your spouse. You can create it with your best friend. It's a great way to what? To create accountability. It's a promise that says, look, you know that these are the boundaries and we're going to work on this together. And guess what? If you see mom doing this, you get to call mom out. Oh, and you know what? The kids will pay attention. They love that if they can catch mom doing something she's not supposed to be doing. And my kids will do it to me. And they laugh and they giggle. And guess what? I laugh and giggle at myself too. But then I know that they're paying attention. And so not only is that helping me, but it's serving them in return too, because they are aware. One thing you want to be careful of is not making your child afraid of distractions, but you want to encourage them to be aware, creating that total awareness. If we would just be more observant in life, a lot of things would begin to shift. But unfortunately, we're walking with blinders on in this selfish, this is all I need to worry about is me, 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 me. And that doesn't get us anywhere. We need to be able to look side to side and say, hey, this is what's happening. I don't need to get stuck in this because, oh, it's a distraction, but I can respond in this way and set up healthy boundaries. It's not easy, I know, to be indistractable. And it's a fun word to say too. In fact, I don't even think it's a real word, but we're using it, indistractable. Because if we're not indistractable, we're going to become what? Destructive. Over time, our minds and our actions will be worn down. Our emotions will be tested. And that's the problem with distractions. We have so much information coming in that we don't have any downtime. And then to top it all off, you're not sleeping. And then when you do sleep, you're not sleeping really well. And if your children aren't getting enough sleep, getting their 7 to 9 hours, and they really need to be doing 8 to 10 hours, you can be 7 to 9, but they need to be 8 to 10. And I know our kiddos are not getting that. It's too competitive of a world out there. So they're coming home and doing homework and going to all their 20,000 different activities that they do every single week. And then wait, they have to come home and they do more homework. And they study for those tests. Then they have to get up in the morning. It's tough. It's not easy. But you know what? You can do it. It just takes intentionality. It takes you as a parent being aware. And if you're a grandparent, and meaning that you now have, obviously, you know how you're a grandparent. I don't have to explain that. But you are now at a different mentoring level than your grandchildren's parents, right? You actually have a powerful, powerful voice into your grandchildren. And so I would encourage you to really think about, number one, how can you support the parents? And then how can you also teach and bring awareness to your grandchildren when it comes to distractions? Because you don't want to overstep your bounds. You want to support the parents. And I also want to throw this one in. If you have a question mark when it comes to how your children are raising your grandchildren, then you need to have a private chat. Do not do it in front of the kiddos. It's not theirs to bear. They don't need that extra weight on their shoulder. They don't need to see the tension between grandma and mom. They need to know that they're loved. So if there is a tension in that, I would encourage you to have a discussion, but you do it privately where the kids cannot hear. You may need to go outside of the home to make that happen, but it's very important. You are an important part of those grandbabies. So step it up and be a part of their lives. I know some grandparents are like, oh, I don't want to step on anybody's shoes. Yet sometimes you are the biggest influence, not on a daily basis, but they remember. I know my children, they talk about their grandparents all the time. They talk about my dad, even though he's been gone for a long while now. They still remember things as what he told them, and that sticks with them. So I promise you, if you don't feel like you're being paid attention to, oh yeah, your grandchildren, they are watching. So when you're looking at being indestructible, yes, indestructible, so you can be indestructible as a parent, you want to gain some traction. We're going to get rid of the dis, right? And we're going to think about traction. Master your internal thought pattern. Schedule the name distraction and create a family pack. I know you can do this. It's not going to come easy, but don't try and do it all in one day. You got this. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.